Hey, Sister Amen. Did we have a really nice day today?
We did.
Yeah, we hope you're all doing good. We want to come to you once again. Lord gave us another day.
He did.
We want to come to you with our edification audio, real short one tonight. We had a quiet day, a rare quiet day. What did we do, Sister Amen? We went out and found a...
Well, we took a beautiful drive along the Mississippi. Yep. And then we found an inexpensive, beautiful campground on... right by the water.
Yeah, I promised Brother Kuo that we would go do some camping where he could set up his tent. We could make a fire. He went and found a walking stick that he was working on whittling for him.
Oh, that's right.
And yeah. We cooked on an open fire. We had fellowship. We went down by the river. Just a time of restoring ourselves because we've had a lot of things going on. And it was a really nice, quiet day. Fellowship, cooked on the fire was awesome. And then later in the day, we had a gathering with the brothers online, brothers and sisters online. So It was really, really nice. Did you enjoy it, Sister Amen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was nice not having to go.
Yeah, in van life, we're always not really welcome to stay where we are long. But here, because we paid a cheap little price, we get to stay.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, by the way, I have a great story. We actually paid for our parking spot. Well, kind of. This is awesome. Rejoice with me, saints. We got here, and when we were coming here, I didn't pray. I'll be honest. I didn't pray or anything, but I thought in my mind, hey, I wonder if the Lord will provide for us because I don't have a lot of firewood. I have firewood in the back of the van, but it's really just for cooking, not for sitting enjoying a fire. Put it out of my mind. We get here, and Sister Amen says, hey, I wonder if they sell wood here. You didn't bring much wood with you, right? Only wood in the back. And I said, yeah, I don't have that much wood. And I saw they have a little wood shed. And they charge $5 a bundle for like four pieces of wood. And I saw that. And all of a sudden, I'm looking at the woodshed. And I look past the woodshed. And what's on the edge of the woods, just past their woodshed, that costs $5 a bundle? A big, dead branch laying on the ground about 6 inches round and about 20 feet long. And I said, Brother Cool, we got a job. I got my electric chainsaw out. Cut it up, dragged it over here. We cut it up. Sister Amen, we probably have about $40 worth of firewood for free, a lot more than this campsite spot cost us. And so that was kind of a blessing. So rejoice with me, the Father provided for us. A perfect branch laying right there. Yeah. There's no other branches around here. Just one right there, right across from our camp spot.
Right. What a simple pleasure to just enjoy a fire.
Yeah, we enjoyed a fire and had a lot of good talk over the fire. So, yeah, this is what we call restoring, just kind of recreating ourselves, not doing anything fleshly or anything, just having fellowship, thinking about the things of God, and getting ready to go back out in the world,
right?
Which we are going to do tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Headed south because we have an event we're headed to, and we have another brother to go meet, introduce Brother Kuo to another brother. So that's going to be exciting. Sister Amen, what's on your heart and your mind today? Anything in particular? I know you had a sister's call today.
Yeah, we did. We talked about witnessing instances and...
witnessing to like an atheist was the topic, wasn't
agnostic,
it?
Agnostic.
Agnostic, yeah.
Yeah. And then some Titus 2 things and just some general encouragement, yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Also, what did we do? We posted... what did we post, Sister Amen?
Oh, yeah, I got put up a bunch of pictures from some recent witnessing.
Oh,
along
yeah.
With four audios.
Yep.
Just another glimpse into daily witnessing and things. So.
Yeah, we don't just do events where every day we get a chance we're witnessing, so we have some various witnessing audios.
Yeah.
Put up. We'll put a link to that, and then our picture blast, we call it, we'll put a link to that up at the top.
Not yet.
Oh, it's not up yet.
Nope, that one I just started.
Oh, you're saving it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So what he's talking about is throughout our travels or our days or whatever, we take pictures and then we may share amongst the brethren and stuff, but then we kind of save them up.
Stuff that we want to remember.
Yeah, picture blast, and I keep dropping them in a post and a drafted post, and then when we get a whole bunch, then I'll publish it and then we post the link and we can kind of look back the past month or two and... just see some of the things that went on. Give God glory, you know, for a lot of things that we've either seen or rejoiced in or witnessed.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, so
yeah, that link will be up there. You can check that out.
Eventually.
Yeah, but I meant the link to our witnessing.
Oh, yep, that was definitely there.
That's up there. And some pictures from our pictures from our little camp spot here.
And a video. Got it. Let me explain this one.
This is funny.
A beautiful campground.
Quiet.
The river is on one side, the Mississippi, and there's barges going up and down, so you can hear the boom, 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 the hum of their. Brother Two Post can probably do it better.
Yeah, they're really quiet, but you can hear them coming. The big barges with coal on them.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, especially at night. They're like all lit up with blue lights and stuff. It just kind of looks neat. And then not too far, Brother Two Post could probably hit the railroad tracks with a rock.
Yep.
It's like right there. And the
freight
train
trains.
Yeah, and I'm glad I'm deaf in one half of my ear because it's loud.
They're so close you can almost feel them.
Yeah, you, like, feel the rumble.
So we got a video to put up, and we were on an audio call, and we had to mute the sound because the brothers, then we turned it on, and they heard it. They were laughing at us.
Yeah.
So that was awesome. So that audio's, or video's up at the top, too. So, Sister Drama, do you have a scripture to share with us today?
I do.
What do you got? What do you got?
I didn't have it up. Hold on. Oh, where did I put it? I have it right here, 1 Peter 4, 1 and 2. For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. Yes, we want to live our whole entire lives to the will of God and kill that flesh, that wretched, awful flesh. In fact, I was talking to one of the sisters about hating the flesh.
Yeah.
And the flesh being weak, but the spirit being strong and being renewed day by day.
Yeah.
We got to constantly battle that flesh and even look out for the smallest little things. And it kind of makes me think of when I was gardening and you go weed the garden. And if you don't get all the roots out of a weed, it's going to grow back like even stronger with more of them. So you got to root out all that sin. Even the tiniest one can become the biggest problem.
Yeah, that makes me think of Galatians 5 where it says you don't walk in the spirit and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Exactly. Yeah,
so that's a good one too. Good scripture. I have two scriptures to share. On our gathering, we talked extensively about being worthy for the Lord. This is interesting. Most people don't get this. You know, they think, oh, Jesus died for me and I could never live a perfect life and he shed his blood and rose again. Yeah, we get that. He did the perfect work. We never take that for granted. That's everything we're built on. But guess what? God calls us to our part of the covenant, and that is to walk in what he's called us to do. And we can be worthy in all the things he's called us to do. He didn't call us to do Jesus' job. He's called us to do our job. 2 Thessalonians 1:5, which is the manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you also suffer. That goes along with your verse, suffering. Mm-hmm. So we can be worthy. That means deserving of. That's what the Bible says. And Revelation 3:4, thou hast a few names even in Sardis which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. That also means they're deserving. So I hope you saints that are listening are striving to be worthy for the Lord. Again, we're not worthy for our salvation. We can't work for it. Christ made that way for us, that perfect way. We don't even come close to that. We get that. We need him. We can't do anything without him, John 15. But being worthy, oh yeah, we can be. He called us to do what we're supposed to do. Be holy, obey his commandments, love each other, preach the gospel, make disciples, and we can do that, can't we, Sister Amin?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we definitely can. And I was thinking, listening to the talk and pondering this topic that it's been kind of going around for the past many days, and I was thinking about being worthy to be able to stand before the Lord, and how they're talking about how man-made religion makes you feel like you're unworthy, how
can't do nothing.
Yeah.
You're filthy rags.
Yeah, like no matter what you do for the Lord through his power, through the Holy Spirit, you're still like, you almost feel like a piece of garbage before the Lord when you die and stand before him. But when you really ponder the depths of this, I just want to encourage sisters because, you know, we can have more of a weakness about us in many areas, not just the physical or whatever, but in our emotional and our thoughts and stuff. But we can be strong warriors here on the earth, out in the street, in our life, doing what we're doing. Why can we not stand before the Lord?
Yep.
Because if the power of the Holy Spirit is within us, how can that same power not be standing with us?
He's in us, helping us through all this.
Well, that's what I mean. We got his power now. We're going to be by his power when we're there with him.
And one of the verses I read is in Revelation 22. It says, whoever keeps his commandments mm-hmm. gets the right to the tree of life. That means you are privileged to it. God tells us that if we're obeying him and walking in his ways, which we can do, there's no sin you can't leave. You can do this through the power of the Holy Spirit, the word. Christ says we can do all things through him. He's always with us. He's going to help us. Philippians 1:6, he's doing a work in us. We work with him. It says we get the right to the tree of life. So we can go and say to the Father, we're here. We want to hear, well done, a good, faithful servant. We strive for the kingdom of God, and we believe your promise. That we can hear, well done, good, faithful servant, and have a right to the tree of life. We guess what? Ready? I should have told the brothers this. We're not beggars. We're not beggars before God. God has said, I've done it for you. Now do what you're supposed to do, and then come be my children. We're not beggars. We're children of the King.
I'm going to talk about that one too sometime. Yeah, because like you talked about the child getting an allowance to mow the lawn. Dad says, I'll give you $10 to mow the lawn. And when the child's done, he walks up to dad and he's like,
puts his hand out.
I mowed the lawn. Can I have my money?
Yep.
So
he's worthy.
We can stand before the Lord and say, I've done everything you wanted me to do.
Yep.
I have a reward that you promised me.
Yeah. And the only way this doesn't work is if you think you're doing what Jesus did. That's impossible.
Well, no,
it works because we're doing what we're called to do. And he's gifted us to do it. And he tells us we can be holy. He tells us we can be faithful. He tells us we can be worthy.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we're not beggars. I'm going to talk to the brothers about that. That just hit me. We're not beggars. We're children of the King. And he says, come to me, and I give good things to my faithful children. And that's what we can expect.
Right. And I said the other day, don't we meet him in the end, Christ?
Amen.
And then are we with him
yep.
when he vanquishes the world?
Absolutely. And we rule with him, and we're pillars in his temple.
We're with.
Yep.
Yeah. So this gives us sisters great power and more. What do you help me out on this? What would that be? You know?
Assurance.
Yeah.
Confidence. Steadfastness.
Right,
boldness.
Yeah. It's like, hey, let's get going. Yeah.
Here's another thought. What family has a member, like say the father is rich, and when he dies, the children are in good standing with the father, what do they expect?
Their inheritance.
Yeah, they say, hey, my father, I'm in good standing with him. I know my father left me this, and they go and they put their hands out and go, I'm ready for my inheritance, and they get it. And they're worthy of it, and they're entitled to it because their father said, you're my child, you're in good standing, you get it. They don't go, well, I don't think I'm going to get nothing. They go, my father said I'm going to get it. I believe my father.
Right, and how about this?
And he says we have an inheritance.
Right, and James says, if any of you lack wisdom, go to God and ask without doubting.
Without doubting.
Lest you be tossed to and fro. Or
do we really believe this stuff? So, yeah, we could go on.
Him and stand. We can actually stand before the Lord.
We talked about this for a couple hours on the phone today. We could go on and on about it, and it'll keep going around because we want to get this right because we're headed into some terrible days and tribulations coming, and we want to be ready to be worthy, stand. And then I was talking to the brothers and sisters, believe the promises of God. And then if we really believe the promises of God, this life is meaningless to us because the best is coming in eternity.
Amen.
So what a glorious thing to think about.
I know. That's awesome. Yeah.
So we're going to leave right there. I'm going to have a teaching coming up on the grace of God, and I'm going to talk about worthy in that, and we'll cover some more of these topics when that comes up.
Sounds good.
Anything else, Sister Amin?
Love for the brethren, and I hope we get tomorrow to encourage you and share what the Lord is doing in our life and bring him glory. But if not, I expect my sister saints to strive on because I want to see you on the other side so you can stand. We can all stand together before the Lord.
Strive on and be worthy for the glory of God.
Yeah.
I'm hoping we get tomorrow too because we got to pack up and start heading south to go see our brother and get to another preach event. And I'm making scrambled eggs over the fire in the morning.
Oh, okay.
If the Lord allows me to.
Yeah.
I love to cook over the open fire. It's so simple.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. All right, we're out of here. We love you all. Strive for the kingdom of God. Be worthy. Give glory to him, for he has not left us paupers.
Nope.
We are children of the King.
Amen.
Love you all.
May God be praised.